hit this barn, just took it entirely away and broke off trees, some of them 3 foot thick, right, went right down the, it must have been a twister. That was about 5 years before my husband died. Must have been about 52 or three.
Gee, they're miserable things.
Yeah.
Where were you when this happened?
It was just pouring down rain. I never saw rain in my life. I thought I'd go out to the chicken house and close it out this way. I said to my husband, I won't drown, I know. I'm going out and close that west chicken house door. When I started out, I heard the awful racket, and that's when it hit the barn. And it took the roof off of both chicken houses and went.
Blow chickens around?
No, it didn't blow the chickens out, just took the shingle roof off.
I bet you had some egg losses there for a while.
We didn't have so many chickens in those days.
Do you have a special place to go for those?
I have a basement that we haven't gone down in there. We didn't go into it. I never heard sausage rain in my life, and I'll tell you, when I heard that terrible racket, I didn't know that took the barn away. But it's raining so hard, my husband went upstairs. It was just flooding upstairs. It was just coming through in all the windows. I noticed it dripping. Heard that clap of thunder, so I got on my bed. I'm afraid of lightning, really afraid of lightning. I got on my bed, and when I got on my bed, well, it was dripping through on me. So he ran upstairs then and went to mopping water. Then we went out in the basement, it rained in there, and we mopped water till 2 o'clock in the morning, getting all the water out. By that time it quit raining. Then we noticed that the barn was gone. It was just clear gone. Had a lot of hay in it. The hay got wet. My neighbor had baled hay. My neighbor had his hay stored in there, so he come immediately and got the hay out. It wasn't our hay, it's his. He came the next door day and moved his hay.
They have a place for storms down at the school here, don't they?
Yes, they have. They're not in school there now. It's just a community house.
I noticed it was well made.
Yes, it's a community house. There they have a basement, a storm cellar there. We don't have a storm cellar, we have a basement. I would go in it if I saw a tornado.
Just as safe, I mean.
I'm not much afraid of storms here. We never have had one, except that time. I think that was in the form of a tornado because those big trees were just twisted off. It was a twister.
Did the wind last very long?
No. No, just a few minutes and it's all over with.
Was it calm before and calm afterwards?
When it hit us, it was just an awful wind and a terrible rain. And that's when it hit. And it came right down, it bothered other people up west of us too, you know. It came through more, you know, and damaged more a lot. It came on down here a lot.
What would you call a strong, cold wind from the north?
Northern.
Does that have snow with it?
No, we've had a sandstorm sometime, and it just one time we started in Norman, the prettiest day you ever saw in September, with our little children in a wagon, and just we had one quilt on the spring seat, one comforter, we had three little children, and it just as we got to Norman. Turned there and started towards Norman, we saw that red over in the northwest, just looked like sand, you know. I never saw anything as cold in my life as it was, as a norther. So we turned around and came on back home, and we nearly froze to death. And we got here, I had some little chickens in the pen, they were frozen. I had some clothes hanging out on the line, and they was clear down the hill there, all in the red dirt that blowed so bad. Sandstorm and a norther we call them, and it was bad one.